Islamic Revolution and Legacy of Martyrs. It is important to note here that the Islamic Revolution is not confined to Iran and the Iranian people. It is a guiding principle for every campaigner of truth and justice across the world. The glorious legacy of the martyrs has inspired people of different corners of the world. That's precisely why we see rallies commemorating the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in various countries today. People relate to Iran's Islamic Revolution. In this regard, we have prepared for you an interesting article written by Sayed Zafar Mahdi under the heading Islamic Revolution and Legacy of Martyrs. The article appeared on the front page of Tehran Times, Iran's English-language newspaper. Stay with us for more of Sayed Zafar Mahdi's article. The night was heavily overcast with snow and cold, but the day started with gentle breeze and bright sunshine. The mood on the streets was cheerful as the occasion was historic and momentous. Millions of people poured onto the streets of Tehran and other Iranian cities on Tuesday, 11th of February, 22nd of Bahman, to mark the 41st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution's victory. Exactly 41 years ago, the Western-backed despotic monarch, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, was deposed by the people of Iran, led by their charismatic leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini, popularly known as Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. Imam Khomeini had triumphantly returned to Iran from Paris, France, on 1st of February, 12th of Bahman, 1979, ending his 15-year-long exile. Just 10 days later, on 11th of February 1979, 22nd of Bahman 1357, the final vestiges of the Pahlavi regime crumbled as people reclaimed their country with honour and pride. With the disgraceful ouster of the Pahlavi, a minion of the Western powers, America's criminal interference in Iran's affairs also came to an end. It was only a matter of time that they packed up and left, which was triggered by the takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran by angry students. 11th of February or 12th, 22nd of Bahman is observed every year with tremendous patriotic fervor in Iran. It serves as a powerful reminder of what the foreign powers and their pawns inside the country did to destroy the sovereignty and the independence of the proud Iranian nation and make it subservient to the West. People have not forgotten their history, which is evident by their massive participation in these annual rallies on 11th of February. Last Tuesday, like every year, there was a tremendous buzz as people marched from different parts of the city and converged on Tehran's most popular landmark, Azadi Square, where President Hassan Rouhani addressed the huge throngs of people. Patriotic songs filled the air as marchers, young and old, men and women, sporting colourful outfits and carrying flags and posters, marched in unison towards Azadi Square or Freedom Square, a reminder of the great sacrifices rendered by the people of Iran to liberate themselves from the shackles of Pahlavi dictatorship. Pictures of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, the chief architect of the Islamic Revolution, and Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, dotted the streets from every side. Whilst Imam Khomeini led the first phase of the revolution that culminated with its victory in 1979, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has admirably led its second phase that continues until this date. The pictures of martyrs, most notably the American assassinated commander of the IRGC's Quds Force, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, were put up along the way from Enghilab Square to Azadi Square. These brave hearts dedicated their whole lives to the Islamic Revolution and ensured that Iran becomes a free, independent and proud nation. It is important to note here that this Islamic Revolution is not confined to Iran and the Iranian people. It is a guiding principle for every campaigner of truth and justice across the world. The glorious legacy of the martyrs has inspired people in different corners of the world. That's precisely why we see rallies commemorating the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in various countries around the world. People relate to Iran's Islamic Revolution. Sayyid Zafar Mahdi, the writer of the article, says, "As I participated in the march on Tuesday, the feeling was strangely beautiful. I constantly reminded myself of the principles that guided the Islamic Revolution, as envisioned by Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. I felt a hint of pride walking alongside these brave men and women, who are making history every single day by resisting the arrogant powers of the world. I felt immensely pleased to hold aloft a poster of Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, who was the best student of the revolution and the great Imam Khomeini spearheaded." Sayyid Zafar Mahdi writes further, "Then I realized that the legacy of Imam Khomeini is no different from the legacy of the third Shia Imam, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, is the product of the Karbala school of thought, where death with dignity is better than life with humiliation, where resistance against oppressors is a sacrosanct duty, where martyrdom is a badge of honour for free men. The Islamic Revolution that toppled the Pahlavi regime has not culminated yet. It has taken a different shape and form, but the core idea, vision and concept is the same, rooted in the profound philosophy of Karbala. In every time and age, we have to identify Yazid, the second caliph of the Umayyad dynasty, and Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Then we have to choose our side wisely. That's what separates free men from the slaves. People who chanted death to America and death to Israel on the streets of Tehran today know the significance of these slogans. It is a part of resistance too, because as George Orwell, the English novelist, essayist and journalist puts it, during the times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. This is the Iran that challenges the political and cultural hegemony of Western powers. This is the Iran that likes the US President Donald Trump and Zionist regime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have to deal with. And this is the Iran that refuses to surrender despite overt and covert pressures. This Iran has survived thousands of years and most probably shall outlive its enemies.